is in the air. So it's out with the old and in with the new. So here's my pepper plant, planted, oh, probably in April of last year. It's given me, gosh, 100 peppers, and it's time for me to get this baby out of here. I'm not gonna waste the peppers though. They're still really good. So I put this plastic down here so that I could get them easily later. I just wanted to be able to clip them off. You know, the peppers can be dried and they're still very nice and hot. There's nothing wrong with them. You can use them in cooking. You could make a really nice pesticide with them by taking, oh, I don't know, 4 or 5, putting them in a blender, fill the blender with some water, put in 5 or 6 drops of some soap. You can strain it out, put it in a sprayer, and spray some of those bad bugs in your garden. You have a very nice organic pesticide. So we're gonna take all these off because I'm gonna wanna plant something else here, and it won't be peppers. Last summer, I had a whole row of peppers here. I had some eggplant, and over the course of the fall and winter, little by little, as the peppers decided they were done, I took them out, and this was the only one I had left. But now, because spring is on its way, I'm ready for this little plot of land. So I'm going to take up my pepper holder, set it aside, take out the pepper. It doesn't really want to come, but sorry, pepper plant. I appreciate all the peppers you gave me all summer long, but we need to put something else here. So our pepper's gone, and now I have a nice plot of land that I can plant something new in. So what do we need to do? Well, over the course of the season last year, my peppers and my eggplants used up a lot of nutrients. So I'm gonna wanna take some horse manure or some compost or something and dig it into this soil real well, rake it out, and prepare it for the new season. So you're gonna probably wanna let it rest after you put your manure on it and dig it all in and rake it out. You're gonna wanna let it rest, say a week or so, while some of that manure or compost releases some of the good nutrients into the soil and gets it ready for you to plant something else. So, what should we plant in our part of the garden here? We don't wanna plant any member of the family that was planted from there before. So it turns out that peppers and eggplants and tomatoes, they're all part of the same family, and potatoes and tomatillos. They're all part of the same plant family. So you don't want to plant the same kind of plant from that family here because there may be some insects here that like that plant family, or there might be diseases here that are still in the soil. So I'm not gonna wanna plant anything from that family for at least 3 years until this place has had a chance for those bad bugs and those bad diseases to go away somewhat. So, what could we plant? Well, I could plant carrots. I could very much plant carrots. Oh, I could plant beans. I could put some posts here and have nice beans. There's really nice red burgundy beans. I've got some climbing French beans. I've got some blue lake beans. That would be really nice to have a whole bunch of nice beans here. Or, if I didn't want to plant beans here, I could plant something from the member of the squash family. And there's all kinds of different squash. You know, there's like zucchini and there's crookneck squash. And I've got some Turk's turban squash I could put here. What about a buttercup? That would be really nice. I could actually put several different squashes here. So that might be what I do. But in any case, when I plant them, next year I'm not going to plant anything from the squash family or the tomato family in this section for another little while. I'll have to put something else, but we'll worry about that next year. So you know how it goes. Every spring, we've had all these winter rains, down they come, and it's really good, but one of the not so good things is weeds. Yes, we get them everywhere. And when you're starting your garden in the spring, it's really important to make sure you get rid of all the weeds that were there, because you don't want them competing with your vegetables. So whether or not you have a pathway, you'll want to get rid of your seeds. You can take a straight-edged shovel like this, and you can just go right underneath those weeds. This is a great way to do them when they're very young. And I suggest that you do this when they're young, because it's a lot easier to take care of them when they're only this size than it will be if they're a couple feet tall and you've got them everywhere in your garden. So let's go over here and look at the garden in between the plants, because pretty much no matter what, there's going to be weeds hiding in your plants. So I got some beautiful kale here, and I'm looking around, and yep, there it is. Now, my soil is nice and moist, so I can actually pull this out pretty well. I want to make sure that I get the root too, because if you don't get the root, what's going to happen is it's going to keep growing. If I just get the top of this plant like this, and I leave this root in the soil, this root is going to keep growing, and the plant will keep growing. And we don't want that to happen. So when you're weeding, you got to be sure that you get the root as well as the top of the plant. So look at that. Look at that nice root. Now, it might help if you use a little spade to do this. You want to gently go down in. You don't want to hurt the roots from your own plant. You just want to make sure that you get those nasty old weed roots out. You only want to do this one time, right? You don't want to have to keep getting that same plant again, for heaven's sakes. So, you know, it's interesting because different kind of times of the year, you're going to get different weeds. In spring, you get this, I don't even know what this is called, but you get this weed and it goes all over the place and it gets little seeds in it. Now, if you get this out of the ground before the seeds get all over, you're going to be way ahead of the game. If you let this flower and the seeds come and it throws seeds around, well, then you're going to have to deal with those weeds too. So it's really best to get them before they flower and when they're young. Of course, I know, even me, I have sometimes when I don't get them before they flower. I'm also going to pull off any of the yellowing leaves from my plants, just do a general cleanup. The plants like to have someone take care of their dead leaves. You can talk to them, tell them how glad you are they're in your garden and how happy you're going to be when you eat them. Hopefully they don't mind that. Okay, so you're going to have a very nice clean garden if you get out early before they get big and weed them and take them away before they can compete with your vegetables. So a great way to end your garden cleanup is by composting. So right now, I have all this wonderful vegetation from our garden that I've been clipping and clipping and clipping as I cleaned up. It's not diseased. It doesn't have any pests in it. It just is something that we don't need in our summer garden or our late spring garden either. So we're going to compost it. Composting is really easy. In fact, it happens if you just sit it in a corner, it'll happen all by itself. But we can make it a little bit easier if we clip the pieces up and smaller. It's a good idea to have both green plant material and brown. You want them in about equal amounts. And when you clip them up like this, you help the little bacteria just eat that material all up and so quickly that someday this will be soil that you can actually put into your garden. It's rich in all kinds of nutrients, and you are part of nature in the way that it works from beginning to end This is the end of our garden cleanup today, and I'm hoping that you will have a wonderful time cleaning up your garden for the season.